Welcome to the studio, Steve Spangler.
Thank you very much.
Good morning,
I appreciate
Steve.
It. Yeah, thank you.
I am so glad to get this over with. I've heard this for a week and a half now. Howie has done nothing. Actually, I've heard this for about 5 years.
Okay, well, I'm pretty impressed that you would actually do this. This is something that, you know, thousands of kids across Colorado will do all the time.
But Steve, Howie cries wolf a lot.
Okay. I understand.
About 2 years ago, he was on this kick of mold spores.
Okay.
He would look up into our ventilation system.
I see that thing.
Right and there. he would see black dust.
Flying
and he complained
out.
And complained to management. So management finally comes to us and says, okay, you think we can have mold spores in the room? Here's what we'll do. We'll run a test on mold spores. And if for some reason we do not find what you claim there is in the room, you guys will end up paying for it. I out of the box, I'm like, no, whoa, no, not me. Howie goes, okay. He was so sure.
I was sure.
It cost each of us $300.
$316 nice. For me, Mr. Spangler.
They found
really?
Nothing.
So this is a science fair project with an actual payoff. I mean, this isn't like doing just the board. You had to actually do it, and then all of a sudden you paid the $300.
We paid $600 total because there was no mold spores. They didn't find any. They had a company come in and check it out. But once again, Mr. Spangler, it's a peace of mind. You know what
Steve,
I mean?
Please.
Once I get into my head, Steve, that there's mold spores, then all the time, my nose is running, I'm sick all the time until I found out it was worth it for me to pay the $300. Maybe not so much for him.
It was
worth it for me to spend the $300 to know that I can breathe and it's safe. You know, it's a safe environment. Much like the germs now. That's what we're on to today.
It's clean around here. Look at this place. It's good.
That's what I said. See? It's clean around here. Why are you swabbing everything? So last week, a couple of weeks ago, in fact, he finds these germ kits. He and Mikey together, they find some germ kits and they're going to swab. And then he contacted you and said, you're going to come in and give us the real truth of the environment that we work in here, which he finds highly contagious. So he takes the swabs, he goes around, goes to the elevators, goes to the kitchen area.
I've got the Petri dishes right in front of me.
Here in the studio, he swabs all the stuff.
All right.
And then he puts them in the little Petri dishes so that they can, what is it they do again?
I call them like they incubate.
They incubate, he calls
it. That's good.
Is that the name?
Sure, why not? That's perfect.
You're just speaking that up.
I'm a physical science guy. I don't know anything about this.
Okay.
All right, so you're the expert, and today's the day to find out what kind of environment we work in here.
All right, so here's the deal. All these Petri dishes have auger in them, and then you went around and you wrote on the top of them. So you did just like the third graders do. This is perfect, all right?
Okay.
Three mics in the main studio and the elevator buttons, Howie's keyboard. Howie's shorts. I don't know what that means.
Howie's shorts.
Howie's buttons
do we do my
in the kitchen, community copy machine, and BJ's board studio. All right. So here's what happens. If our listeners want to see, we put some pictures up online, not exactly of the studio, but we're seeing the same kinds of things.
Okay.
So first of all, Howie's keyboard and mouse. If you take a look at this, see the black stuff that's right here?
Yes. What is that?
Okay. That's mold.
Okay.
All right. And see the orange stuff right there and the yellow stuff? I'm no expert, but I'm going to say flesh-eating disease and mad cow.
Hang on a second.
That's basically, what I'm thinking.
You are the expert. What are you saying?
And this looks like syphilis right there. But that's all I know.
Oh, my.
So I'm going to cover that back up.
No, seriously.
Here's the problem is that all these kids go out and do this experiment. And really all you can do is count the colonies to see if it's a real bad situation. You're going to see that there's nothing bad here compared to what I found at 9 News. I mean, my office. Not 9 News.
Like Kurt Montgomery's
office,
desk.
Not
desk.
Montgomery's
whoa, whoa, whoa.
Desk
Kurt
at all.
Montgomery's desk
no,
is...
please. That's not Montgomery's desk, right? What kind of? But it's not. So look, this isn't bad. All I know this, that any of the mold, like the black stuff, that's just mold. That's stuff that's just in the air. You always find that kind of stuff. Where you have to be really careful of are the deep colored ones, I'm told. Like dark yellows, dark reds, the oranges.
Okay.
E. coli, staphylococcus, things like that.
Yes.
So, and you got to wash your hands. So I'm looking at everything. The community copy machine is not all that bad. The real bad things, guess what kids found that were the absolute worst in a school?
The worst germs they found?
Worst bacteria that they found growing in a school.
Fecal matter?
God.
No, is it wrong?
Okay, well, yeah, but where would that be?
In the bathroom.
No, in fact, the bathroom is as clean as this stuff that we're seeing right here, so that's not bad. Really bad places.
Drinking fountain.
No, but thanks for playing. A pencil, a kid's pencil, not
ooh.
Bad. But the top of a Kleenex box was horrible.
Oh. No.
And the top of the hand sanitizing pumps. You know,
makes sense with the Kleenex because you have a cold or something going on if you're reaching for a Kleenex, so you've touched the box.
See? So there it is.
That makes sense.
So if you want to get rid of this stuff, and honestly, your three mics, they don't look bad at all. The elevator buttons, nah, not bad at all. Probably from KOSI or something like that, but that's the problem there. This is a device called a Tesla coil. It produces 50,000 volts of electricity. And when you do this,
holy cow.
Can you hear that?
Yes.
Here, what is this?
Oh, my. Yeah.
So when you touch this, this is 50,000 volts on your
holy
skin.
Holy cow.
See? Now feel it.
Feel it.
Isn't that great?
I can feel it.
That's a burning sensation of your sweat.
That feels kind of nice.
Now,
nice.
Honestly, this produces ozone, so now it's killing all the bacteria on your hand. So if you're a real germ freak,
I can
you're
going
to do this in your set. It actually puts it around your body as well. Here, hold on to the floor.
Hey, Steve.
Reach over and touch. Ready? Watch this. See? You've got the electricity going through your body.
Okay, so I'm holding a fluorescent bulb in one hand, and I'm touching the, what is that called?
It's called a Tesla coil. It's a transformer.
Okay, yep. And so the current is running all the way through my body and actually generating enough
to charge. It's actually traveling on your skin, so it's static electricity.
Wow.
Isn't that just great?
That is cool.
So you have killed everything. So I'm going to do this to the computers, and I'll take out a board over here and do this over there. So it should be fine. And so after kids do this, if they have a problem with it, they're clean. And then look at these. I brought you some little gifts.
All right.
These are giant microbes. So this is mad cow.
Okay.
And this is flesh-eating disease. And they've made them now as little stuffed animals for kids. So who wants a bear when you can go to sleep with mad cow? There you go.
All right. Now, wait a minute.
My kids would love these.
Let's back up a minute here. This testicle thing here you got.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that.
This thing here. Testicoil. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. This thing here, it looks like a lamp. It looks like a lamp that you've taken the lampshade off of.
Right. So I just took a regular light bulb, and now I'm just throwing 50,000 volts. And so when I go visit a school or something, little kids will put their hands on this.
Wow.
And then they'll send it around their body in light fluorescent light bulbs. And honestly, the burning sensation goes away after about a week and a half. And the hair grows back. It does. There's not a problem with this
at all. You're going to use that to go around the room and whatever you...
I'll clean everything.
Whatever you touch, it cleans it automatically.
Everything is
clean. Can you buy one of those, actually?
Yeah. They used to be, years ago, it used to be a cure for cancer, like 1920s and 30s.
Right.
So in old antique stores. And then they said it was a cure. Here, you want to touch?
No, I don't want to touch it.
Come on.
No,
touch it, B.
Oh, jeez. This shocks.
We always had a dump moment, didn't we?
Sorry. That shocks.
It does shock a little bit.
But a little bit.
See, now you're okay. So
now, wait a minute. Now you say you can buy one of those.